from San Diego.
Good evening, I'm Joshua and I'm an alcoholic. I'd like to start off by saying happy birthday to the guys who took, or Jason and Lenore. Jason and I got sober together. I love that man with all my heart. He's been a real help to me in my sobriety. Welcome to the people who are new. We have a way out here. And I'll start off by sharing what it was like for me and what happened and what it's like for me today. For me, as far back as I can remember as a kid, as early as my conscious mind can remember, something just inside of me was like my compass was just a couple degrees off askew. Long before I ever took a drink, I was just restless, irritable, and discontent kid. I couldn't sit still in class. I was always in trouble. I didn't like to be told what to do, and that was just kind of how I was. I remember going to like family reunions. Half my family's from Texas, and I remember going out there every year and seeing the uncles with the silver can in their hand by the pool table, and just I was really curious about what that magic elixir was going on there, I think I probably had my first beer at maybe 8 or 9 years old. There wasn't like a bolt of lightning or a flash of light. The first time I consciously felt the effects of alcohol was around New Year's. Same thing happened. Like as I got older, between 8 and 12, like I knew New Year's was coming around, and I knew the adults were going to be getting drunk, and I'd be able to sneak some things out of their cooler. And I remember as a kid at that age, a couple months before New Year's, I'd start getting antsy. You know, I really wanted New Year's to come around, and I looked forward to that every year. And then sure enough, by end of middle school, high school, I was taking alcohol to school and water bottles. I'd hide it from my mother. I'd put it in a Windex bottle, vodka in a Windex bottle, and put blue food coloring in there and keep it right in the bathroom. I just did what I went to any lengths, you know. That's just kind of my story. So with that, things went bad really quick for me. By the time I was 19 years old, I had 3 DUIs, and I got sober for my first time at 23. I came in, I'm a retread. I came in at 23 years old, pretty beat up by alcohol, and all I wanted was physical sobriety. I wasn't really into any of this stuff, but I wanted to be physically sober. So I went to a lot of newcomers meetings, a lot of beginners meetings, and I hung around Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, went to the roundups and all that stuff, and I stayed physically sober for almost 5 years. I didn't take any action at all. I never once opened that book. I never got a sponsor. I never did the deal, but I was really interested in that 13th step, and that's all I did. And because, again, I don't like to be told what to do. I just don't like it. Even to this day, I have a problem with it. But anyhow, at about 28 years old, you know, all that stuff, all my history, like I couldn't remember myself sober. I didn't have sufficient force inside me to like remember the wreckage that I had done to stay sober. I had no mental defense against the first drink. And in this 5 years, I was crazy. Like I would follow you home on the freeway. I'd go to bars and drink Sprites because I thought it was cute and get in bar fights, you know, in my 20s sober. I was just nuts. And at 28 years old, you know, I concocted a really good plan, you know, because what happens to me, I forget, and then I'll talk to myself as sober as I'm standing right here that this time it's going to be different. Maybe if I stay away from tequila, maybe if I have just a little more green leafy alcohol and stick with beer, I'll be able to control and enjoy my drinking. Like as sober as I am right now, I'll have that idea. So I went out at 28 years old, and I got a real good knowledge of my condition. When I picked up that first drink, it was literally like I had never taken a day off. I mean, I was right back at home again. And in that 5 years of sobriety, like all I got was physical sobriety and the material stuff that comes with physical sobriety, the job and the truck and the girl and all that stuff that looks really good on the outside, but like, for some reason, I never, like, heard or I wasn't listening in that entire time. Like, I never heard about service and what you guys do to stay sober. Because for me, I always want the easier, softer way. I'm a shortcut taking, cheating, find an easier way. That's me. And old timers would come up to me and ask me what step I was on, and I'd scoff at them. I'd say 0.5, and they'd say, what? And I'd be like, well, I'm powerless over alcohol, but my life's not unmanageable. See that brand new truck out there? You know, I was just a total turd, a total turd. So, yeah, it was bad. Looking back on it. So anyway, I came back to Alcoholics Anonymous at the age of 34, and this is like the what happened part for me. What happened was I came in here with a thorough butt kicking. Alcohol had become my master in that time, and I came in here just beat up and in a lot of pain. Like, I'm not standing here out of virtue or strong moral fiber. I'm standing here tonight out of pain, you know. And I came into AA. I went into a homeless shelter for alcoholic men, and I listened. Like, I got this sponsor that, like, you know, kind of knew my history of being sober before, and he's like, you know, I just want you to keep your mouth shut for a while and just listen and sit down. Whether you like the person, don't like the person, look at them in the eye and actively listen to what they're saying and just shut up. And like my first 30 days, he wouldn't let me do anything but like read the doctor's opinion. When it came to take some action, like our first action step is a third step prayer, like he wouldn't let me say the third step prayer until I actually memorized it right out of the book. He wouldn't let me start writing my four step until I memorized that stupid prayer. And like I tried to point out to him where it says right after the prayer that like we can say it our way if it's meant if we you know with anyway, he said just memorize the prayer. So I memorized the third step prayer. We didn't go up to the top of a mountain with the wind blowing through our hair. I took the third step prayer in the cab of a Ford Ranger out in front of a homeless shelter for alcoholic men. But that was like a real turning point for me. Like something like my whole life I've been running the show, and for some reason when I took that third step prayer with that man, something clicked for me. And I just felt like I finally got out of the driver's seat and into the passenger seat. And that's what that did for me. And then I did the rest of the steps. You know, I took an inventory. And when I was reading my four step to my sponsor, like his wife called him in the middle of it, and he answered the phone really quick, and he's like, I got to go. I'm taking a fifth step right now, and click. And this is just how naive I was. I'm like, I thought I was reading my four step to you, and he thumped me on the forehead, and he said, what's a fifth step, Einstein? I said, admitted to God, to myself, another human being, the exact nature of my wrongs. And he says, what do you think you're doing right now? And that's just how naive I was. I just, like, for the first time in my life, did what I was told. So I didn't even know I was taking a fist up. I was just reading my four step. And anyway, we went through the process. And, in that little recovery home with 40 other dudes, I got really good at 10-step inventory, you know, because you're not doing your chore right or whatever. And just about when I was about ready to move out of that place, a group of men from the Sunday morning meeting there just kind of befriended me. I thought they didn't like paying attention to us residents, and we were like, you know, lower class people to them, but they were paying attention. And a few guys came up to me and asked me what I was doing on Friday night, and they've taken me under their wing. And so today, like, what it's like for me today is, this last year for me has been the roughest year of my sobriety. The rubber has really had to meet the road this year. One, I work with a lot of dudes. I'm working for the same guy through both sobrieties. I've been working for the same man for 19 years. I'm a crane operator for a framing company. So alcoholics just get put into my life that way. So I work. It's amazing. Like the dudes I get to work with who I've known for all these years who come to me for help. But this past year, on August 8th, I lost my mom. She was 15 years sober in this program. And then 1 week later, I lost my father-in-law, exactly the next Friday later. And that was August 15th. And then September 3rd, I had my first child. I'm 37 years old. So this year in particular, there's been it's just a lot of work. You know, I have to really keep doing the same things I did when I got here. And that was like right after I learned that third step prayer, my sponsor, one of the best questions he asked me to this day, like one of the first things he says to me when I see him, he says, Joshua, how's your prayer life? And when I was working on that third step prayer, he gave me, he likes to challenge people and me in particular. But what he asked me to do was, he said, when you wake up in the morning, I want you to get on your knees. And I started rolling my eyes right when he said this, because I've heard this before, like get on your knees and pray. And I just, he said, just try it for 7 days, dude. And in the morning, say the third step prayer. Ask God to make you a little less of an a-hole. And if you happen to make it through the day sober before you go to bed, say that third step prayer again and thank God. And he said, just try this for 7 days. It's 14 times praying. If you don't like it, go back to praying when you're taking a whatever. And I did that. For 7 days, I woke up and I did that before I went to bed. And that's the same thing I do today. You know, and it's real basic for me. When Alcoholics Anonymous asked me to come here and speak for 10 minutes, 2 hours before I'm supposed to do it, I say yes. You know, that's just what I've been trained to do. So for me, the only thing that motivates me is when I get a little bit of pain. That's what brought me here. You know, and for sure, this room is full of people just like me. Some shortcut taken, find an easier way, people. And if there was an easier way, none of us would be here during the Charger game right now. We'd be sitting at home watching them lose. You know, that's. So, for me, I'm grateful, and as cliche as it sounds, I'm honored to come up here and share 10 minutes with you guys. Thanks.